Sovereigns. If you're just tuning in this morning, and you've ever felt something ancient stirring in your chest when you see that coiled snake, something your grandfather's grandfather knew, but never had words for, then this frequency is yours. This is The Signal. And we're talking about the difference between a nation and a corporation. The rattlesnake doesn't bluff. It doesn't posture or pontificate. It gives you one gift. Fair warning. Don't tread on me. Not, please don't. Not, you're not allowed to. Just, here's the line. Cross it, and we both know what happens next. That flag, yellow field, coiled serpent, was the last time America looked you in the eye and spoke plain truth about power, respect boundaries, or face consequences. No lawyers. No appeals court. No administrative review. Just natural law with a rattle attached. Something shifted in 1871. Not overnight. Not dramatically. But the District of Columbia Organic Act started treating governance like management, citizens like assets. You can feel it now. Instead of, we the people, it's, human resources. Instead of inalienable rights, it's, terms and conditions. Instead of consent of the governed, it's, compliance. Walk into any government building today. Feel that energy. That's not the hall of representation. That's corporate headquarters. Look at the progression. Then, a snake that minds its business until you don't mind yours. Now, stars arranged in perfect corporate formation, colors that match maritime jurisdiction codes. Then, 13 stripes like scars from Breaking Free. Now, 50 stars like subsidiaries in a holding company. The Gadsden flag was about sovereignty. The modern flag has become about management. One says, I am responsible for myself, and I hold you responsible for yourself. The other says, we are all responsible to the system. Your ancestors knew something we've forgotten. Law wasn't meant to create reality, it was meant to reflect it. The golden rule wasn't policy, it was physics. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, or face the natural consequences. But somewhere along the way, we traded natural law for legal fiction. Instead of, don't steal, we got tax codes. Instead of, don't harm, we got regulatory frameworks. Instead of justice, we got jurisprudence. Here's what they don't want you to remember. You weren't born to be managed. You weren't born to be a resource, a demographic, a tax base. You were born sovereign. And sovereignty isn't something you ask permission for. It's something you embody. Every time you think for yourself, instead of consuming headlines. Every time you solve your own problems, instead of calling for regulation. Every time you take responsibility, instead of seeking blame. That's the rattle. That's the warning. That's the sound of someone who won't be tread upon. The snake is still coiled. The choice is still yours. And if you're hearing this, you haven't been absorbed yet. So mind your business. Hold your ground. And remember, the only tyranny that survives is the tyranny we consent to. This has been The Signal. Same frequency tomorrow. Same truth forever.